Probably the most important day in the whole of human history. Mark chapter 16 and verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. You bet they were. Graves opening and bodies coming out and living again, at least one. What if the earth was flat? Ridiculous! 500 years ago, nearly everybody thought it was. That's what would happen if the world was flat. Somehow it didn't seem to occur to all those people over 500 years ago. But presumably, if the world is flat, it must stop somewhere. And that's what happens when it stops. Or at least something rather like it. Some people still believe that it is flat. Let me introduce you to Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ibu Ba'az, the supreme religious authority in Saudi Arabia. And he said this: "The earth is flat. Whoever claims it is round is an atheist deserving of punishment." Some people say it's round. Amazing. Perhaps we've got a few here this morning who think that. I wonder, have you made up your mind yet? Which you think? Which you believe? Whether the earth is flat or round? Who's right? Well, there are a few answers you could give me. So I've put at the bottom, please tick the box next to what you think. So this is called virtual ticking. I don't expect you actually to use a biro. Virtual ticking, the first option, it's just a matter of opinion. Okay, just a matter of opinion whether the earth is flat or round. Everyone's right. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? If everyone's right, that means nobody's wrong. It's sort of comfortable to say that, isn't it? What's the next option? There's no way of knowing. Everyone's guessing. Okay, perhaps that's true. Have you ticked a box yet? Finally, it doesn't really matter very much. Don't bother your head with such difficult things. So there you are, which one of those four options are you going to tick? Your head is hurting already. Okay, we're going to make it hurt even more. Oh, that's not very nice, is it? On a nice sunny Easter morning. But actually, this is what Easter is about, at least where it starts. Is there another life after you die? What about that one? Yes or no? Most people would reckon there either is or there isn't. You can't really hover between the two. So, let's do it again. Is there another life after you die? It's just a matter of opinion. Everyone's right, and nobody's wrong. We needn't fall out about it. Thirdly, there's no way of knowing. Everyone's guessing. Well, that's possible, because if nobody's ever come back from death, then there is no way of knowing. Everyone's guessing. Or, fourthly, it really doesn't matter very much. Why bother yourself with such trivial matters? There's an interesting selection of people, some of whom, if not all of whom, are very clever people, very intelligent people. But they have reached a different decision about whether there is another life after this one. Top left, Stephen Hawking. Maybe he knows now. But of course he died just 10 days ago, not believing that there is a God at all. Then Queen Elizabeth II, a Christian lady, who says that she does believe the Bible and trusts in Jesus. So she differs from Stephen Hawking, even though she knighted him as a knight of the realm. Then in the middle, the writer of the Book of Dust, Philip Pullman, a writer who has followed C.S. Lewis as a writer of children's stories, chronicles. C.S. Lewis, of course, believed in Jesus, the risen conquering son. Philip Pullman doesn't, and thinks it's all nonsense. The man at the bottom on the left, well, he does believe that Jesus is risen and has opened the way to life after death. You'll be pleased to hear that the Archbishop of Canterbury believes that. Then on the right-hand side, Stephen Fry, he doesn't believe any of it. In fact, he thinks it's a dangerous load of nonsense. So who are you siding with this Easter day? And in the middle at the bottom, a bit of tough stuff for those of you who think that Christian faith is only for women and weeds. But you're not allowed to say that these days. That's Bear Grylls. And he eats hornets for breakfast. Right, so there we are, there's a choice. And the question is, does it matter? Is it important? I want to introduce you to somebody who can help us to find an answer. Have you any idea who he is? Well, there you are, that's the answer. He's called Ferdinand Magellan, and he lived from 1480 to 1521. Anybody know what he was famous for? Come on, sail around the world. Thank you. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? In fact, I think it's the third word that is really very interesting. Magellan's voyage around the world. So can you see how he set off? Better have a look here, hadn't we? He set off from there, Cadiz in Spain, and he went this way through the Strait of Magellan and round there, but he didn't fall off the end of the world. which he would have done if the people who said the world is flat had been right. In fact, something remarkable happened. He disappeared there, but he immediately reappeared there. And my microphone's falling off, so if you'll excuse me a moment. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that not only was he safe going round the world, but he knew he was going to be. In other words, he was one of the very first people who believed that the world was round, and that if you set off in one direction, you reappear the other side, and you come back home again. Isn't that interesting? Where did he get that idea from? Well, he was a scholar, and he looked at all the evidence, and that's what he came up with. And he rejected the idea that the world was flat. He rejected the idea that Sheikh Abu Aziz Ibu Ba'az went on believing nearly 500 years later. And he said, I believe the world is round. He was the man who said it would be. Who's he? He's called Neil Armstrong. And there he is with his pals, Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin. Now, you'll notice something in the background of that picture of them, and perhaps you'll notice the shape of it, that it's round. And maybe you know what it is. It's the world. Round Earth? Magellan's was the man who said it would be. Neil Armstrong was the man who went there and saw that it is. There you are, that's them on the moon, looking back at the Earth. And would you believe it, it's not flat. It's round, like a ball. But I want us to get the hang, as we return to Mark's Gospel, of how those two guys were right. One was the man who said it would be, and the other was the man who went there and saw that it is. Tom, we've got stuck. Ah, here we go. Life after death. We're returning to that insignificant matter, according to some, but which some of you might be interested in this Easter morning. And there's a man appeared on the right-hand side who may have something to say about it. He is the man who said that there would be. And I wonder if you noticed the phrase in the reading that I gave you from Mark chapter 16, just as he told you. And the disciples had been told umpteen times by Jesus that the Son of Man would be betrayed and given up into the hands of wicked men, and he would be reviled and tortured and beaten and scourged, and he would be murdered and put upon a cross, and he would die. By which time, of course, they were all so terrified that they weren't listening anymore. Because then Jesus said, and after 3 days, he will rise again. But they weren't listening. Or if they were, they didn't believe it. They were inclined to believe everything else that Jesus said, but not that. Perhaps because it was too good to be true. Or perhaps because they knew that dead men don't rise. Which, of course, is generally speaking true. But not always. So that's the first person, the man who said that there would be, just as he told you. But there's another man who we need to listen to, and you probably recognize who he is, the big fisherman, Simon Peter. The man who went and saw that there was. In other words, he went to the tomb, the grave, where Jesus had been buried. And he expected to see, though he didn't want to see, the dead body of Jesus. Well, you know the story. I don't need to go on about it. The question is, do you believe it? What he did see was nothing, because Jesus was alive again. In fact, alive with a life that was even better than the life that he'd lived before. So, what are you going to make of the man who said that there would be, and the man who saw that there was? Simon Peter ran, went in and saw. And I've just put together a little collection of people who once didn't believe, but who in the end did. And some of the evidence that they've used. There's a scholar in the middle called Tom Wright. He was Bishop of Durham, one of the brightest men in the Christian church in the 21st century. There's a not quite such a bright man there, but he too has become convinced that it's all true, wonderfully and undeniably true. And I simply want to challenge you this morning. Oh, he's a footballer. He's called Kaka. Perhaps you've heard of him. And he's a Christian as well. And he knows that Jesus is alive. There's life beyond this life, and Jesus is in charge, just as I told you. There he is. And I've got to ask you this Easter morning, does that mean that everything else that he said is absolutely true too? Because if it is, I can't live my life for myself anymore. As we sang at the beginning of the service, Lord Jesus, I've got to go your way, because mine ends nowhere, but your way ends with you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you have won. Thank you for convincing me. Thank you for convincing many people in church this morning. And we pray that if there are any left who still believe that the world is flat, or who still believe that Jesus is not alive forever, please convince them now and help them to live in the life that Jesus gives, now and forever. Amen. And so we're going to finish with two songs in praise of that risen, conquering Son. The first is